The rumor mill kicks into gear over Pastor Yusuf Nardarkhani. Old wounds are reopening in Bangladesh. And as one of America's best-known evangelists turns 95, friends celebrate with a major outreach event. Stay tuned and find out what's next on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. You may have heard rumors that Iranian pastor Yusuf Nardarkhani was executed. Jason DeMars of Present Truth Ministries.
There was an Anglican vicar in Baghdad, Iraq, that heard that Yusuf had been killed. That was where the news originally came from.
However, DeMars has worked closely with the family and the church network in Iran.
Began to reach out to some of my contacts, see if they could get in touch with the family to verify whether that was the case or not. And they did reach the family and were able to confirm that he's alive and that he's doing fine.
While the story was false, the risk isn't. Those who convert to Christianity are considered apostates. In Iran, apostasy carries the death sentence. Still, the gospel is going forward. DeMar says,
pray for their safety. Pray that they have wisdom in their dealings from day to day, that they would continue doing what God has called them to do with strength and faith. And I think as these things come up, learn more about them and really be an advocate for the persecuted as well.
We turn next to Bangladesh. Demonstrators staged rallies in three major cities over the weekend and vowed another strike on March 16th. Transportation's been difficult, and some persecution of minority religious groups has occurred. So far, all Compassion International-assisted families and staff members are safe. Reopening their centers depends on how fast the turmoil settles down over the next few days. Pray for protection of their work throughout Bangladesh. This is Mission Network News. Old agricultural buildings are finding new life as a Bible college in India. Believers supported by Gospel for Asia are turning 35 acres of farmland into a training space for missionaries. One of them spoke to us from the construction site.
Through one auntie, I came to know about Lord Jesus Christ, and I was willing to study Bible college.
Sister Martha currently oversees 19 women missionaries. They show the love of Christ to vulnerable women through literacy classes and slum outreach. As a result, some are coming to the school.
Through literacy class, they learn so many things, and now they join our Bible college.
Pray construction's completed safely and with no interruptions. Pray more people would support missionary students through sponsorships.
I want to say from my bottom heart, thank you so much that you're for your helping, because alone, I cannot do anything.
Meanwhile, in Central Asia, one group is showing the love of Christ to desperate families. In a rural area, Baptist Global Response saw 90% of patients finish their treatment for tuberculosis. TB is common for moms with young kids in the region. In another area, BGR partners are helping refugees support their families. As refugees get training from BGR, it becomes much easier for them to find work. Pray boldness for workers to share their faith with the lost. And evangelist Billy Graham is celebrating his 95th birthday in November. Well, in celebration of that, he wants to show people hope. That's why My Hope America with Billy Graham is underway. Vice President of the project, Preston Parrish, says it's a grassroots effort to reach North America with the gospel in an area of the world abandoning Christ.
We already have churches involved from all 50 states across the United States, every province in Canada, and we're looking for a lot more to join in with us to help make this happen, culminating in November of this year.
Between now and November, BGEA is recruiting Matthews.
Matthew in the New Testament, Matthew chapter 9, he was a tax collector, met Christ, then through a party at his house so his other friends could come and meet Jesus. And we think of people who open their homes in conjunction with this effort as Matthews. They're inviting their friends in to hear about the Lord.
You and your church can be a part of this grassroots effort when you sign up through a link at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. What if we miss God's word to us? Like Jonah, God has issued a call on your life. But are you listening? Open Doors USA is offering the book Operation Nineveh, 39 Days with Jonah by Brother Andrew and Al Jansen. Are we running or willing to go wherever he sends us? Be challenged by this radical free book when you call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.